Namaste, Jai Shri Ram. Today is episode 221 of our Virat Hindustan Sangh weekly program, Gyan Ganga, Words of Wisdom, on our social media various channels. And we are happy today we are discussing the significance of rebuilding of the Ram Mandir in Ayodhya. And we have with us Dr. Subramanyam Swami, who for the next 45 minutes or more we'll be discussing on this aspect, the significance of rebuilding the Ram Mandir. And thereafter, there will be a discussion with the panel. So I also wish to make an announcement that Virat Hindustan Sangam will be having an annual meet at Ayodhya on Ram Navami Day, that is the 17th of April, 2024. The annual camp of Virat Hindustan Sangam at Ayodhya actually is a 2 days camp starting on the 16th and ending on the 17th, that is Ram Navami Day. This is an advance alert for our VHS volunteers and friends across the globe. So with these words, it is now over to Dr. Swami to start this discussion on the significance of rebuilding the Ram Mandir at Ayodhya. And we all know that Dr. Swami played the most important role as far as the court case is concerned by expediting the hearing of the original petition by filing a writ petition in the Supreme Court. Over to Dr. Swami.
Thank you, Jagdish. Before I enter the, in continuation of your just made point, before continued the arguments in the courts, let me say that there was a earlier on, whose property did it belong to? Did it belong to the Hindus or the two identified groups which were there in the Allahabad High Court, and or to the Muslim Waqf Board? This was it. So it was a property dispute that was being discussed. I entered the picture to say that this is that's a lower order of consideration for this court. In the Supreme Court, they should consider what is my fundamental right which is being violated. My fundamental right says I must be able to pray to Lord Rama, and that it happens that the place of his birth was where the Babri Masjid was built. So that particular site is not replicable anywhere else in India. There are a number of Ram Mandirs all over the country, but they are not based on the fact that Rama was there or Rama was born there and so on. This was a place where Rama was born. That is what our faith was said. And it was deliberately broken by a Babur's man, he was some Afghanistani who had come as his commander-in-chief, and he said that because it is so highly venerated, it should be smashed to pieces, and a masjid was built. So this is the thing that happened. The matter came up in the Supreme Court by a mention made by me before Justice K.R. Singh, who was the Chief Justice of India. And I said that I am here because my fundamental right has been robbed. I am not able to worship where Lord Rama was born. And on that basis, he referred it to a three-judge bench, and the process started and ultimately became a five-judge bench. And the argument that finally won the case is there in their judgment. They say it's a question of faith. It's not a question of money or any of the other things. So ultimately what prevailed was this concept that my faith said Rama was born there, and that faith could not be challenged according to the constitution as well as many of the laws that we have. Faith is something is there in the preamble of the constitution. So therefore, it had if a large number of people have faith on a certain matter, then the constitution requires that you should act according to it. So that is how the whole thing began. Today, there are two other places where the Islamic forces had demolished the existing temples. One is where Lord Krishna was born, that is in Mathura, and that has to be also, like this Ram Mandir, has to be rebuilt. And the third one is where Lord Shiva planted the Jyotirling, and that is the 12th Jyotirling. There are 12 Jyotirlings he planted. 11 are now in place. The last one was the 10th one, the 11th one that came was the one in Somnath that was done by Sardar Patel, and which was demolished by, I think, Ghori or Ghazni or one of those types. And so what remains is this one, which is Jyotirling. And you can see that it was obviously built on top of a mandir. In fact, it was demolished three times. Two times the Hindus, after the invaders went away, they rebuilt it. And so when Aurangzeb came, he put a farman, it is in writing, that in that particular place, the Hindus will rebuild it if you just demolish it and go. So therefore, you build a masjid in that very spot, which is against Islam, but he said you have to do it, otherwise the Hindus will build a temple. So there is a masjid there, and that masjid we can, like in the case of Ram Janmabhoomi matter, we can give them another a place. In fact, for us to build the temple now, only 2.5 crores was provided for us by the court. And as far as the masjid is concerned, they got five crores in a much larger area than we have as Hindus have received from the court. So, I mean, that is just to say that let's minimize differences, and, you know, I got this, I did that, and so all that. We wanted to be generous, and we are more interested in getting the temple. So, therefore, today, the Ram temple victory that is emerging, and tomorrow it will be, after the Prana Pratishtha Puja is carried out, it will become final. I am not going to it there because I have decided I'll go on Ram's birthday, which is on 17th of April, in the same place. And at that time, I'm sure the crowds wouldn't be so much, and certainly cinema actresses and all this, they will not be there. So it'll be only bhaktas there, and it'll be a great thing. And I think, as Jagdish has announced, we are going to also have Virat Hindustan Sangam's a conference on the 16th, perhaps, so that all our people from all over the country can come and have both have our meeting, as well as go and visit Ram temple. So now, broadly speaking, it is this, that about 40 plus thousand temples have been demolished during the Islamic rule. You know, over the, all these various Mughals, etc., all these people, some people came from outside and so on. Of that, an analysis was done by a committee of very important people. There were sadhus, the Guru Golwalkar was there, and so on and so forth. They all met together. And then they decided that of all these temples, the most important are these three, and they should be rebuilt. And the reason they have to be rebuilt for this special position, and therefore the remaining, we can shift it to another place. Whereas in these three, you can't shift to another place. So those three, we build it. Muslims should agree. If they don't agree, we will find some other ways to get it done. But as far as the remaining is concerned, we believe that the temple can be built by shifting to another place, because it is not site-specific. It is the statue that is there, or whatever the the God's position is there. That is can't be shifted. That can be shifted, but it can't be put in, broken and a new one made and all that kind of thing. So we are at the end of this close of this thing, and this has been a great victory. And the victory belongs to a lot of people. There have been the conference of which Golwalkar, in fact, initiated. And so Guru Golwalkar and the RSS deserves a special praise for it. And the RSS has continued for it. RSS has been extremely helpful in the organization just now for a huge meeting we are having in Ayodhya. And so this is one organization. Second, the sadhus were largely there. No, I don't know of any sadhu who was opposed to this. They came together, they helped, they participated in the conferences, not like just now because there's some dispute over some matter which should have been avoided, but it wasn't avoided. So the sadhus played a huge role. They came to agitations also, and so on. There was a slip up in the sense there was no intention to forcibly destroy Babri Masjid. But the only person who has claimed credit for having demolished the Babri Masjid was Mal Thackeray, who said that the Shiv Senics went and broke it up. Although the government put cases on Advani and Uma Bharati and all these people, but the only people who owned up to it, and of course, evidence also shows that because the case then ultimately fizzled out. And the people who did it, they were ordinary party workers, and they couldn't be identified. So that's the thing that the Hindus have been so patient. 500 years have gone by. How many times an attempt was made? 1885, they tried, and there was a riot created by the then Muslim population. I mean, some of the Muslim population. So the Hindus have been patient. The only time we found them, the Hindus getting a little restless, is in 1949, because that temple area all the idols were taken away, and so it was just an empty place. So that temple which existed, despite all the breaking and all that were next to the masjid, that temple ultimately was merged with the masjid, and there was nothing there. And so in 1949, in the night, some people entered without the knowledge of the police and put the idols there. And there was a ICS officer called Nair, a Keralite, who later, of course, we all celebrated him and made him a member of parliament also. And his wife was also a member of parliament, although she was in Nepali. And he, as an officer of that area, he said that temple, the idols will not be removed. There was a very great anger from Jawaharlal Nehru at that time, 1949. But he didn't yield. And ultimately, Govind Vallabh Pant, who was the chief minister of UP, he put cold water on it. So after that, the gates were locked and people couldn't go near the idols, but they had to see from outside. So there was a tala put on the outer gate. And so from there, people used to look at the idol. In the time of Rajiv Gandhi, he was firm enough, and he did three things which we should remember. I don't think Congress is remembering, but I remember, and many people who are associated with this agitation, they remember three things he did. One is, every year the magistrate used to be, or the sessions judge used to be asked a petition was filed that we want the gates open so that we can go near the idol and do puja. And the answer was no, no, no. But that particular year, 1986, Rajiv Gandhi issued orders that to the chief minister, what for? Let them come and perform some pujas there. So the gates were opened by Rajiv Gandhi. Second thing he did is that there was a film producer. He wanted to produce Ramayana and have it put on Doordarshan. Every Sunday there was a phase of the Ramayana that was being portrayed, and it had a huge impact. It had an impact across the country. The whole Ram consciousness came back to the Hindus because of that TV. Every Sunday, the Doordarshan showing that. Of course, after that, there was Mahabharata also, and that also had a huge effect. The third thing Rajiv Gandhi did was, at the request of Ashok Singhal, he allowed to start the foundation of a Ram temple in that disputed area. Only he said you can dig and put some kind of a foundation there and lay a claim later on. At this moment, I'll allow you to do that. If I'm re-elected, I will ensure that the full Ram temple can be built in this area where it is presently prohibited. So Ashok Singhal built it. I mean, did that. He got the Vishnu Parishad to come and dig it up. There were a big furore and so on. And unfortunately, Rajiv Gandhi lost the election and subsequently assassinated. So therefore, he was not there to see it through. I would like to say, having known Rajiv Gandhi extremely well, he was absolutely keen that Ram Mandir should be constructed. And many of these things that had happened in our past should be, corrected. And so, but the trend had started. He had put into action what was then became irreversible. Then, of course, Vishwendu Parishad and BJP leaders, they all demonstrated and all that happened. And ultimately, the Supreme Court set up a case. And that case was heard by the Supreme Court. And they finally ruled that a mosque is not a place of any religiosity. It can be demolished. And it is demolished in all Islamic countries to build roads, to build houses, and so on. So to say that you can't shift a mosque is all nonsense. And therefore, they said that a temple should be built, and the temple should, and there should be some compensation for those who had earlier on a masjid. Now, that matter again had to go back. There was a proceedings going on in Allahabad High Court by two parties which were not refusing to withdraw, not willing to agree to this. So therefore, proceedings finally culminated where the Allahabad High Court decided that 1/3 will be of the area will be given to the Muslims and 2/3 to the Hindus. Neither side agreed to that. And therefore, they both came to the Supreme Court. And from 2010, September, down to 2017, when BJP was in power, had already come to power, this matter, not a single day was, there was a hearing, because as then the Chief Justice Kehar Singh, he told me that what is the point when both see they have not accepted that 1/3, 2/3, what can Supreme Court do, make it 1/4 and 3/4? I mean, who's going to agree? So why waste time? So you come up with something new. And coincidentally at that time, Ashok Singhal was totally heartbroken that the Ram Mandir thing is all collapsed and is all stalemated. But he remembered that he had asked me to save the Ram Setu, and this Ram Setu was going to be demolished. Who? By the Vajpayee government. They wanted to bring the ships, instead of going around Sri Lanka, go through the Gulf of Mannar and the Park Strait, and cut the Ram Setu. He had decided. And they had some Setu Samudram project, where Karunanidhi was in alliance with Vajpayee at that time. These two then went on the stage and said, oh, a new era is coming, all that rubbish. Mr. Jetley was the shipping minister. He also, of course, fully in it. At that time, Ashok Singhal again came to me and said, you've got to save us because they're going to break it up. They're already in the next 6 days, they're going to blow it up. And so I had nothing to do with the Ram movement. I was mostly in corruption and 2G and all that. I was in it. But anyway, because of Ashok Singhal, I went to court. And surprisingly, court gave me a stay, even though they didn't give anybody else in the past a stay on this matter. All the sadhus, sannyasis, big shots went, and the court rebuked them. Why you come against the economic development of the country? But I was able to persuade the judge, and the Supreme Court, and got a stay. After that, you know, Ram Setu is safe, but somehow, for some reason, I don't know what, I can guess, but Mr. Modi is refusing to declare Ram Setu as a national heritage honor, building a place. It's just a place of national heritage. I don't know what's the problem. It was decided by the Ministry of Culture when one of their most senior ministers from Madhya Pradesh, she was minister for culture, and he called a meeting of all the officials, ASI and all these agencies, asked me to explain. After explaining, a draft was prepared why they Ram Setu should be declared as a national heritage monument. I must tell you where Jawaharlal Nehru and Edwina Mountbatten used to have their rendezvous. That is in Simla. That has been declared as a, not by ourselves, but by the Congress government, as a heritage monument. I don't know what kind of heritage that is. But anyway, this heritage, Mr. Modi is resisting. The file is lying on his table since 2016. And he is not signing it. And I don't know why. And now he's gone and had a bath there. I don't know what his game plan is, but anyway, I think the Sangha should give him a fatwa, so to speak. Tell him that you better do it, otherwise you're not going to be the prime minister. I think that's serious enough for that. But anyway, the Ram Setu matter aside, the issue today is that the Supreme Court has given you this, and we have now two more to go. One identical, that is, Krishna Janmabhoomi. Aurangzeb broke that also. And he said that you must build a masjid on top of there where Krishna was believed to have been born, because otherwise they'll come and build a mandir again. The same thing that he said in Kashi Vishwanath. So, therefore, they have built it exactly where we believe that Lord Krishna was born. So that has to be vacated. I hope this, the Muslim community will understand that these are very sentimental issues. Yeah, they already must be seeing what's happening on the Ram Mandir matter, not to provoke us any further. And this is, after all, a recorded thing about what the Muslim invaders did. So we have to restore it. A Krishna Janmabhoomi temple has to come. And there's no power in India that can stop it. Either you come along with us, or you will be crushed on the way. So this is the thing as far as Krishna Janma. Same thing with Kashi Vishwanath, Gyan Vapi. There is a Kashi Vishwanath temple even today, which people go to. But let me tell you, this was Ahilya Bai, Rani Ahilya Bai, who came and saw what Aurangzeb had done. And she said, I have no difficulty in rebuilding this, but it will be broken again. So till we get rid of the Islamic menace brought by the Mughals, we must have a separate one. And that separate one is a little distant away, which is there known as Kashi Vishwanath Temple, but it is not the real one. The real one, the masjid is standing with all the temple parts being used, because Aurangzeb was in a hurry. So they had to, you know, take temple parts and put them in. And so that also has to be given. And I would appeal to the Muslim community, why are you doing this? You're going to lose it anyway. And consequently, let us do it as brothers and sisters of India. And this is something that is of great thing for us. And we have not demolished Babri Masjid. We have given you a much better place. 5 acres of land where you have, we are going to build a very, we are building a very fancy masjid. So we are not going to, we are not going to wipe out any masjid. So I would say today the lesson to be drawn from the building of the Ram Mandir is that the Hindus may be peace-minded, might go slow, might think that, you know, better times will come, all that, instead of taking a sword or taking a gun and trying to get it done. But the fact of the matter is that having finished tomorrow, the Pran Pratishtha Puja is over, our next project has to be where the Prime Minister is the Parliament member, and that is Kashi. And Kashi Vishwanath should be rebuilt in as grand a manner as we are building the Ram Mandir. So at this moment, this is what I want to bring to you as the new aspect and our agenda. The picture is there, beautiful. It's geometrically beautiful. The temple is in the middle. And there are 3 parts to it, but the main part which I have noticed is the main part is the. By the way, the design was originally by not a rich or a great scientist or a great architect or someone, a Sampura family, which in Ahmedabad, which had designed it. And then afterwards, we added to it some Vastu matters and Shilpa Shastri, Shastra, we added. And that is one that has been there from 1988. So I think now time has come to design what will be the Kashi Vishwanath temple looking like. Where it is going to be, of course, is now clear, because that's where the masjid is. And the other is the Krishna Janmabhoomi. Both these have to be completed. I don't think it should take more than another 3-4 years when these blemishes on our society of forcible demolition of our temples, of our great gods, would have ended, and we can move forward in a much better frame of mind as brothers and sisters of India or Bharat Mata. Over to you, Jagdish.
Thank you, Dr. Swami, for an insight into the old history and the significance and the how you hastened the court process. From the comments which you see, the entire nation and the Hindu civilization is grateful to you for having expedited and seen that this temple is built. So I would now request Arvind also for the betterment for the views of the Hindi population to ask his question in Hindi to Dr. Swami. then we will all join in later.
Also, मैं इससे पहले कि मैं प्रश्न पूछूं डॉक्टर स्वामी से, कुछ बातें मैं जोड़ना चाहता हूं जो डॉक्टर स्वामी ने कही है मंदिर के समर्थन में। कुछ लोग ये भ्रम फैलाते रहे हैं कुछ समय तक डॉक्टर स्वामी के बारे में भी कि डॉक्टर स्वामी मंदिर का विरोध करते थे और वो अब मंदिर का समर्थन कर रहे हैं। मैं उनको बता देना चाहता हूँ, जब बीपी सिंह की सरकार गिरी थी और चंद्रशेखर की सरकार बनी नहीं थी, 6 नवंबर 1990 को अरुण जेटली के घर में डॉक्टर स्वामी ने गोविंदाचार्य को बुलाया था। मैं वहाँ मौजूद था, प्रभु चावला वहाँ मौजूद थे और गोविंदाचार्य, अरुण जेटली, प्रभु चावला को डॉक्टर स्वामी ने कहा था कि आप लोग ये जो कार सेवा की बात कर रहे हैं, ये कार सेवा की जरिए बैलेंस फैलाने की जरूरत नहीं है, मंदिर हम बनाएंगे, आपको मंदिर से मतलब है, आपको हिंदुत्व कास्ट से मतलब है, चंद्रशेखर की सरकार जो 4 दिन बाद बनने वाली है मंदिर बनाने के लिए पूर्ण रूप से कटिबद्ध है और डॉक्टर स्वामी के नेतृत्व में, चंद्रशेखर जी के नेतृत्व में या अखिल भारतीय जो बाबरी मस्जिद कमेटी थी उस कमेटी के लोगों से और सैयद शहाबुद्दीन से पूरी बात हुई थी और ये तय हो गया था कि यदि सुप्रीम कोर्ट ये कह दे कि उस जगह पे पहले मस्जिद रही थी, उस जगह का दावा मुस्लिम पक्ष छोड़ देगा और इस बात पे पूरी सहमत हो गई थी। अगर उस समय सरकार नहीं गिरती मार्च में 1991 में तो ये मंदिर बनने का निर्माण का रास्ता तभी प्रशस्त हो गया होता। ये मैं उन लोगों को भी बताना चाहता हूं जो आज क्रेडिट लेने के लिए आगे आ रहे हैं, अपना श्रेय लेने के लिए आगे आ रहे हैं, उनको मैं बताना चाहता हूं कि ये उतनी पुरानी बात है। हाँ, ये जरूर सही है कि ये राजनीतिक खिचड़ी उनकी उस समय नहीं पकती अगर ये श्रेय चंद्रशेखर सरकार में डॉक्टर सुब्रमण्यम स्वामी के नेतृत्व में मुस्लिम पक्ष से जो बात हुई थी वहां पे अगर ये फलीभूत हो जाता, इसलिए सरकार भी गिर गई। ये दुर्भाग्य था हमारा कि हमारा मंदिर 20 साल पीछे चला गया और 20 साल पहले बन चुका होता। दूसरी बात मैं बताना चाहता हूँ कि डॉक्टर स्वामी ने जो अभी संक्षेप में बात की, जो न्यायिक पक्ष था कि अगर डॉक्टर स्वामी जो दैनिक सुनवाई थी सुप्रीम कोर्ट में, अगर दैनिक सुनवाई के लिए डॉक्टर स्वामी का प्रयास नहीं होता तो 2019 में जब ये फैसला आया तो फैसला भी उस समय नहीं आ सकता था, फैसला होने के लिए भी टाइम लग सकता था। तीसरी बात मुझे याद है जो अरुंधति अनुसंधान पीठ की मीटिंग में चंपत राय जी स्वयं मौजूद थे, जब उन्होंने बताया किस तरह गुरुमूर्ति जी ने ये एप्लीकेशन सुप्रीम कोर्ट में डाली थी, ये पूरी बात इतिहास में है और मोदी जी अब इससे पीछे नहीं जा सकते। ये इतिहास का एक पक्ष है, ये अलग बात है कि आज मीडिया उनका समर्थन कर रहा है इसलिए बात नहीं आ रही। डॉक्टर स्वामी का जो प्रयास था, जो मानने वाले हैं वो मानते हैं, जो जानने वाले हैं वो जानते हैं कि अगर डॉक्टर स्वामी का प्रयास नहीं होता तो संभवतः इस समय जब हम ये सेलिब्रेशन कर रहे हैं, ये हम उत्सव मना रहे हैं, शायद उत्सव मनाने में इतनी आसानी हमें नहीं होती और ये सुविधा नहीं होती। इसलिए मैं अपनी तरफ से, मैं जानता हूँ कि इतिहास हमारे साथ है, ज्ञान हमारे साथ है, पक्ष हमारे साथ है, गवाह हमारे साथ हैं, प्रत्यक्ष प्रमाण हमारे पास हैं, इसलिए इस मंदिर का श्रेय बहुत से लोगों को, श्रेय मतलब ये नहीं कह रहा हूँ कि डॉक्टर स्वामी अकेले श्रेय के हकदार है, बट जो झूठे लोग श्रेय लेने के लिए आगे आ रहे हैं, मैं सिर्फ उनके नाम नहीं ले रहा उनका, लेकिन मैं बता रहा हूँ इस कार्यक्रम के माध्यम से देश की जनता को कि कुछ लोग ऐसे हैं जिन्होंने मंदिर के लिए कुछ नहीं किया, लेकिन जब सुप्रीम कोर्ट का निर्णय आगे आ गया तो श्रेय लेने के लिए वो सबसे आगे आ गए, ये बात भी हमारे पक्ष में होनी चाहिए। दूसरी बात, ये अब इसमें भ्रम फैलाने की जरूरत नहीं है, पूरा देश खुशी मना रहा है। जरूर कुछ शंकराचार्य ने और कुछ दूसरे धार्मिक लोगों ने ये प्रश्न उठाया है कि 22 जनवरी को वो शुभ मुहूर्त है या नहीं है, और कुछ लोगों का कहना है कि नहीं, इससे अच्छा मुहूर्त नहीं हो सकता, मैं उस विवाद में नहीं जाना चाहता, लेकिन मेरा सिर्फ ये कहना है कि जो खुशी भारत की जनता को 80% हिंदुओं को जो मिल रही है, ये वास्तव में एक अच्छी खुशी है और सारे हिंदुओं को इसका समर्थन करना चाहिए। और डॉक्टर स्वामी ने भी ये कहा है कि जो कांग्रेस ने न्योता ठुकरा के गलत काम किया, न्योता कम से कम वो व्यक्तिगत, उनको राजनीतिक कलर देने की जरूरत नहीं थी, राजनीतिक रंग जरूर सरकार ने दिया, लेकिन उसके बावजूद हमें खुशी मनानी चाहिए और इस मंदिर के जो प्राण प्रतिष्ठा है इसका स्वागत करना चाहिए। और अगली बार जब इसमें हम विराट हिंदुस्तान संगम की ओर से रामनवमी के दिन वहां जाएंगे तो हम प्रयास करेंगे कि उसमें कुछ धार्मिक व्यक्ति, धार्मिक संत, साधु संत जो कल नहीं जा पा रहे या नहीं जा रहे, हम आमंत्रित करने की कोशिश करेंगे और संभव है कि हम प्रयास करें डॉक्टर स्वामी के माध्यम से किसी एक शंकराचार्य को भी हम उस रामनवमी के दिन वहां बुलाएं और विराट हिंदुस्तान संगम के कार्यक्रम में शंकराचार्य जी से प्राण प्रतिष्ठा तो हो चुकी, प्राण प्रतिष्ठा दोबारा नहीं हो सकती, लेकिन जो भी संभव है वो उनका हाथ उसमें हो, उनका मार्गदर्शन हम सभी हिंदुओं को मिलता रहे। तो कल के शुभ पर्व पर सभी को शुभकामनाएं। जगदीश जी ने तो आज जो रामनवमी की टोपी पहनी है और रामनवमी का पट्टा लगाया है, इससे प्रत्यक्ष प्रमाण है कि हमारा और विराट हिंदुस्तान संगम के लोगों का पूर्ण समर्थन है और हम पूरे राम के भक्त हैं और ये हम चाहते हैं कि दुनिया राममय हो जाए। बट डॉक्टर स्वामी, मैं एक सवाल आपसे पूछना चाहता हूँ, वो थोड़ा दूसरी तरह का है कि कल जिस तरह भगवा पूरे देश में लहरा है, जिस तरह लहरा रहा है, जिस तरह बांटा जा रहा है, जिस तरह अक्षत बांटे जा रहे हैं, जिस तरह पिक्चर बांटी जा रही है, जिस तरह लिटरेचर बांटा जा रहा है, हमें तो लगता है कि हिंदू राष्ट्र बन गया। 22 जनवरी को हम घोषित कर सकते हैं कि भारत एक हिंदू राष्ट्र बन गया। भारत 22 जनवरी को हम ये भी घोषित कर सकते हैं कि हिंदुस्तान में रामराज आ गया। अब इसके बाद क्या होगा? 22 जनवरी को जब रामराज आ जाएगा और 22 जनवरी को जब देश में भगवा फहरा के हम घोषित कर देंगे हम हिंदू राष्ट्र, भले ही न्यायिक रूप से, लीगल रूप से न करें, लेकिन प्रत्यक्ष रूप से तो हम घोषित कर ही रहे हैं, लेकिन इसके बाद क्या, इसके बाद एजेंडा क्या होगा भारतीय जनता पार्टी के सामने और जो आज की सरकार है, वर्तमान सरकार, इसके सामने 2024 को चुनाव को दृष्टिगत रखते हुए इसका सिग्निफिकेंस, जो हमारा आज कार्यक्रम का विषय है कि सिग्निफिकेंस ऑफ राम मंदिर टेम्पल, इसका सिग्निफिकेंस आने वाली राजनीति के लिए क्या होगा?
मैं इस पर थोड़ा छोटा सा उत्तर देने चाहता हूँ। वो है कि मुझे पूछा जाए कि ये तीनों होने के बाद क्या करोगे, तीनों का बहुत जल्दी हो सकता है क्योंकि सारी बातें जो बहस की बातें सब पूरी राम मंदिर में ही हो गया है, सब तय हो गया है। ये तीनों जगहों में बाहर से आए मुसलमानों ने इसको तोड़ा था, हम इसको अब तो हमारी जो लोकतंत्र देश है इसमें अपने जो 85% या 80% जो हिंदू हैं उनकी जो दिल दुखती है उसको दूर करने के लिए सब ये तीनों को करेंगे। पर एक चीज मैं समझता हूँ कि हिंदुस्तान को बांधने में बहुत आवश्यक है आने वाले दिन के लिए, मैंने पीछे पूर्वज की बात नहीं कर रहा हूं, वो है अब से हर स्कूल कॉलेज में और हर जगह में जहां संभव है संस्कृत पढ़ने के लिए सीखने के लिए व्यवस्था होनी चाहिए। मैं नहीं कह रहा हूं थोपा जाए, परंतु मैं जरूर कहूंगा कि जो संस्कृत पढ़ने चाहते हैं, सीखने चाहते हैं, उनके लिए सरकार व्यवस्था करेगी। ये हो जाए तो ऑटोमेटिकली जो सारे जो हमारे ज्ञान का भंडार है वो सब खुल जाएगा अपने लोगों, और मैं कहता हूं ये भविष्य के लिए भी अनिवार्य है क्योंकि सब कहते हैं कि आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस में जब ये कंप्यूटर्स के साथ बहस होने लगेगी, एक भाषा जो बहुत मुख्य है जिस पर कोई कंफ्यूजन नहीं हो सकती, जैसे अंग्रेजी में कंफ्यूजन होती है PUT पुट और BUT बट, तो आप कंप्यूटर से बात करोगे तो कंफ्यूज हो जाएगा, बट संस्कृत में ऐसा कोई यानी दो प्रकार की वाणी नहीं होगी, ये बिल्कुल स्पष्ट रूप में होगी। तीसरा है आप देखोगे गूगल में जाकर देखोगे तो इंग्लैंड में जो सबसे मशहूर कॉलेज स्कूल है सेंट जेम्स स्कूल, वहाँ के वो सारे सफेद चमड़ी के लोग ही आ रहे हैं उसमें, और कोई नहीं है, हिंदुस्तानी हो या कोई नहीं है, इंग्लिश लोग जो वहां पढ़ते हैं उनको अनिवार्य 6 साल से 11 साल के बीच में संस्कृत श्लोक का जपना होता है हर दिन सुबह आधा घंटा के लिए। ये आप गूगल में जाकर सेंट जेम्स स्कूल एंड संस्कृत लिखोगे तो सारे आ जाए। तो जब संस्कृत दुनिया में लोग सीखने लग रहे हैं, हमारे देश में क्योंकि हर भाषा में संस्कृत के शब्द हैं और इसीलिए हमें संस्कृत लाने के लिए जो जल्दी तैयार है उसके लिए जल्दी व्यवस्था करो, जो विलंब तैयार होंगे जैसे तमिलनाडु के डीएमके के लोग, उनको हम बाद में करेंगे, उनको भी हम संस्कृत सिखाएंगे, नहीं तो उनको चुनाव में हराएंगे, ये वो बाद की बात है। पर तो आज मैं समझता हूँ सबसे मुख्य है, मंदिर तो सारे तीन ही हैं, तीनों बन जाएंगे, संदेह नहीं है, उसके बाद जो है उसके लिए अभी से तैयारी करनी चाहिए, संस्कृत कैसा सिखाया जाए, कैसे प्राध्यापक अध्यापक ये सबको तैयार करने में क्या क्या व्यवस्था करनी है, इस पर सोचना चाहिए।
डॉक्टर स्वामी, बिफोर आई थिंक रमेश says anything, I want to respond to Dr. Arvind Chaturvedi's remarks about the Hindu Rashtra. Arvind Chaturvedi, Hindu Rashtra jab ban sakta hai, jab satta mein baithe hue log, people who are sitting in power will bring a national ban on cow slaughter, a national act against forcible conversion, they will declare the Ram Setu as a national heritage monument, they will start rewriting Indian history and present the real history to the people, and start with a very simple thing of renaming Ahmedabad as Karnavati. Jo satta mein baithe hue log agar kam se kam ye cheez kar sakte hain jo unke daire mein hai, unke control mein hai, jab hum zarur Hindu rashtra la sakte hain, मगर सिर्फ दिखावा के लिए करेंगे तो हिंदू राष्ट्र नहीं आ सकता है। आई एम वेरी क्लियर, काउ स्लॉटर के बारे में जो डॉक्टर स्वामी ने बिल इंट्रोड्यूस किया था, वो बिल डॉक्टर स्वामी को उन्होंने कहा कि आप विड्रॉ करिए, चंद दिनों के बाद हम नया बिल लाएंगे गौ हत्या के विरोध में, मगर अभी तक वो हुआ नहीं है। सरकार ने नहीं किया है, सेंट्रल
सरकार ने आश्वासन दिया था कोर्ट में कि मैं विड्रॉ करूंगा तो वो खुद बिल लाएंगे,
और मोदी साहब ने एक प्रस्ताव भेजा था, प्रधानमंत्री मोदी साहब एज चीफ मिनिस्टर एक प्रस्ताव भेजा था प्रधानमंत्री मनमोहन सिंह के लिए पास कि अहमदाबाद का नाम कर्णावती करिए। हम वो नाम नहीं चेंज कर सकते, जिस आदमी ने नालंदा यूनिवर्सिटी को जलाया, शायद उनका नाम, उसका नाम बख्तियार ऐसा कुछ है, एक रेलवे स्टेशन का नाम आज भी है, सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट एक सिग्नेचर के द्वारा ये बख्तियार का नाम को कचरे के कुंडी में डाल देना चाहिए, मगर हम वो इन्वेडर ऐसे बदमाश लोगों का नाम चला रहे, तो हम हिंदू राष्ट्र जब हो सकते हैं, ये सब माइंडसेट हमारा बदलेगा, जनता तैयार है पर नेताओं को इधर उधर देखना लगता है। So with this comment, Dr. Swami, my question to you is, you were known to Syed Shahabuddin, yes, the ex-IFS officer, because there are numerous names by this name, the IFS officer, Syed Shahabuddin, yes, was also a member of parliament and who was associated with the Babri Masjid Action Committee. So please tell us, why did you take him to meet the Shankaracharya of Kanchi? And please tell us, our viewers, in relation to this Babri Masjid Ram Janmabhoomi case, what did Syed Shahabuddin's views were and what happened when you took him to the Revered Shankaracharya, Paramacharya of Kanchi?
Paramacharya.
Jara hamare prekshakon ko bataiye uske bare mein aapki. क्या संदर्भ था और क्यों उनको आपने शंकराचार्य परमाचार्य की जी के पास ले गए?
मुझे शुरू में शाहबुद्दीन का दिल मैंने जब जीता, जब मैंने हाशिमपुरा में अमरण अनशन किया और 7 दिन के बाद सरकार, उस समय राजीव गांधी की सरकार थी, वो इंक्वायरी के लिए अग्री की थी। वहाँ एक नर्सिंग हार हुआ था जो हमें हम उसको भुगत नहीं सके, तो हमने बोट क्लब में इंडिया गेट में मैंने तंबू लगा करके हमारा अनशन किया। और सातवां दिन में जब डॉक्टर्स आए, उन्होंने कहा कि एक दो दिन में आपका सारा ऑर्गन्स फेल करेंगे, ये सब कहा, तो हो सकता है वो बताया गया पर राजीव गांधी को, तो राजीव गांधी ने फिर इंक्वायरी ऑर्डर कर दी। तो हम वहां से निकले तो एक आत्मीयता बनी, यानी पहले से भी दोस्ती थी बट वो ज्यादा वो इंटेलेक्चुअल लेवल में थी। तो फिर वो मेरे बिल्कुल पक्ष में हो गए साहबुद्दीन। तब एक दिन उन्होंने कहा कि तुम्हें ये सारा बल कैसा मिलता है। मैंने कहा परमाचार्य एक है हमारे साधु, वो मुझे बल देते हैं, तो जब भी मुझे शंका होती मैं उनके पास जाता हूँ। तो उन्होंने कहा हाँ मैंने बहुत सुना है, वो बहुत ज्ञानी है, मैंने बहुत सुना है, कभी मैं भी मिलने चाहता हूँ। आश्चर्यजनक 10 दिन के बाद मैं मद्रास गया तो मुझे मैसेज मिला कि वो मिलने चाहते हैं। तो मैं जाकर परमाचार्य से सामने बैठ के पूछा कि आपने मुझे बुलाया। ने कहा कि मैंने सुना है कि शहाबुद्दीन तुम्हारा दोस्त है। मैंने कहा हाँ, इसको इधर लाओ। मैंने कहा यहाँ जयेंद्र सरस्वती भड़क गए, कह नहीं 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 वो बहुत दुष्ट आदमी है, ये है वो है। उन्होंने कहा चुप रहो, मैं कह रहा हूँ तुम्हें, मुझे कहा लेकर। तो मैं शहाबुद्दीन को लेकर आया क्योंकि शहाबुद्दीन भी चाहते थे। तो शहाबुद्दीन जैसे बैठे जमीन पर और परमाचार्य भी जमीन पर ही बैठे थे, तो परमाचार्य के मुंह देखने के बाद इसकी आंख से इतनी आंसू आई, मुझे समझ में नहीं आए ये इतना हार्डकोर आदमी, इतना सख्त आदमी, इसको क्या हो गया। बहुत रोया, कहा कि परमाचार्य जी आप इसको ठीक कर सकते हैं, हिंदू मुस्लिम को एक कर सकते हैं, ये सब बोलने लगे। तो अब बात हुई और उन्होंने कहा कि फिर आगे मिलेंगे, सो ऑन द मैटर एंडेड। और जैसे मैं बाहर जा रहा था मैंने उसको पूछा शहाबुद्दीन तुम्हें क्या हो गया, ये चरित्र तो मैंने कभी आपका देखा नहीं। तो क्या मैं क्या करूं, मैं गया तो मुंह देखा तो सस आंसू आ गई और उसको रोक भी नहीं सका मैं। तो ये हुआ। और जो भक्त लोग थे वो बहुत नाराज थे, पर मैंने इसको कुछ कहा, ये तो परमाचार्य ने मुझे कहा कि उसको पकड़ के लाओ। तो मैंने उनकी आज्ञा को मानी थी और ये यही है जो हुआ।
डॉक्टर स्वामी शायद आई थिंक मिस्टर शहाबुद्दीन आल्सो टोल्ड यू इन अ रिटन लेटर दैट इफ इट इज प्रूव्ड दैट अ टेंपल एग्जिस्टेड बिलो द राम मंदिर और बाबरी मस्जिद सॉरी देन ही हिमसेल्फ विल पिक अप अ हैमर एंड डिमोलिश द बाबरी मस्जिद। आई थिंक देयर इज अ लेटर ऑन रिकॉर्ड इन रिप्लाई टू ही।
Yes, yes. There is a letter and record, and there is a white paper also, which was published by the Home Ministry at that time.
Chandrasekhar government, yes.
Chandrasekhar Narasimha Rao's government.
No, Narasimha Rao. He's right. Jagdish is right. Narasimha Rao government published the thing, but the preparation of the submission to the Home Ministry was done by Chandrasekhar.
Chandrasekhar government, yeah.
Yeah. Chandrasekhar was very clear. He was, typical Thakur. He said, "Nahi, banega." And tum samjhao isko, and that sort of thing. But I wanted him to agree to 3. And he said, "Listen, I can't swallow all 3 at one blow. I will do 1. And then after it is done, and there is everything is okay, then I will go for the other." And that would have happened if we had listened to Shahabuddin and this Chandrasekhar, we would have done it. But the biggest opponent that time was Atal Bihari Vajpayee. We had a National Integration Council. There he attacked me, Vajpayee. He said, "What is this? All this they kar rahe hain? Hamare andolan ko kharab karne ke liye? What andolan? आंदोलन से कुछ होता है, आंदोलन से चेतना जगती है, बट निर्णय तो नहीं निकलता है. एनीवे दिस इज दी देवर कॉन्स्टेंटली वाजपेयी लीडरशिप वाज कॉन्स्टेंटली फीलिंग स्केर्ड दैट चंद्रशेखर माइट गेट established in politics in the chair, and his chances would go. Here is the letter. Somebody has nicely, our people have nicely put it out where I've argued the matter, and I think we could have solved this much earlier if Narasimha Rao had remained prime minister, and with Shahabuddin's assistance we would have got this matter solved. Even Kashi Vishwanath and Mathura Krishna, we would have solved all three. And once that goes, everything is over. We are not for any other temple to be built on where the masjid stands, where the masjid was, to make that masjid, the temple was broken. Even then, if it is not has the same character as the three that we have mentioned, then we will build the same temple in some other place nearby. This is the thing, and therefore to end this controversy that is there on the temple demolition by Muslims coming from abroad. They are not the same Muslims as us. In fact, our Muslims all have the same DNA as all of us. So, I mean, they are all converted people. So therefore, I don't think we should say that because they did it, therefore you are also Muslim, and make it as a vendetta against them.
Dr. Swami, I'd like to share to the viewers this book that you published. This details. It's a small book. I must say, viewers.
Ramesh, the Hindi translation is here.
Yes, the Hindi translation we have. जिस भाषा में पढ़ने के लिए आप सोचते हैं कि इंग्लिश में भी है, हिंदी में भी है.
I've got one more. This is with the help of Satyapal Sabharwal.
It's a full legal piece. This was published in 2015, Dr. Swami. And details, all that we discussed today, Arvind ji, आप जो अभी बताए, आज बताए थे आप सब डिटेल, that conversation between VP Singh, जो चंद्रशेखर थे, when the masjid was demolished, readers,
yes,
please read it. This is true history, not someone who claims that he has done something for Ram Mandir. At that point, I'd like to share one document with all of you. I'm just going to put it up on the thing. This is, I know it's small, but I will tell you, we will share it. I'll put it out in Dr. Swami's hand. We'll put it out in Dr. Swami's hand. This is what the BJP government led by Narendra Modi, the current prime minister, who claims to be the Ram Mandir savior, has filed an affidavit in the Supreme Court. It says, it is therefore most respectfully prayed. Yes, sir.
Ramesh, 1 minute. This was filed for the information of the viewers on 29th of January 2019, about 9 months before the Supreme Court gave the verdict in favor of the Hindus. I'm giving this importance of the date is January 29, 2019. The verdict came, if I'm not mistaken, on the 9th November. Of November 2019. And this was filed in January. Okay, just that was to understand the perspective. Please, Ramesh, go ahead.
So it is therefore most respectfully prayed that your lordship may graciously be pleased to allow the application. What does it say? Permit the central government to restore, revert, handover back superfluous excess vacant land other than the disputed 0.313 acres to the owners, occupiers from whom the respective lands were acquired under the Act of 1993 by
Narasimha Rao.
The honorable is pleased to modify the order. The government is now asking the Supreme Court to say, please modify the order of 31-3-2003 passed in caption matter. Again, 2003 Congress government. Anyway, caption matter. So this will enable the central government to determine the exact extent of the land required out of the excess land. Why are we doing this? the government already owns the land, Dr. Swami. What was the purpose of this affidavit, Dr. Swami? That's my question.
I think if they wanted to block it, stop it, and the man who typed this and did the English was the Gurumurthy, another fraud in the picture. Today he's pretending as if he's a great Ram Bhakt. You see, so this was the whole thing was to stop it, and to the credit of the judges, those five judges, Bobby, they threw it in the waste basket. Our
president, Justice
Chief Justice.
Yeah. He was the Chief Justice, Bobre, and the present Chief Justice today, the third today, and one more who's retired and on, and one Muslim who's now the governor of Hyderabad, whatever it is now called.
Andhra.
No, not Andhra.
Telangana.
So all unanimous that none of this will be. Then there was an attempt to overawe the Chief Justice. And to the credit of the Chief Justice, he concluded the matter before they could come to the court and threaten him. They were planning to do that. And they are highly placed people. I was shocked when I heard the names. And that's, I don't know why they were doing it. Who are they praising? The only person who would have been happy is Dawood Ibrahim, nobody else.
Ramesh, uh-huh. I just want to repeat this for the benefit of the viewers. Their land was acquired after the Babri Masjid was demolished by Narasimha Rao's government, and about 67 to 70 acres was acquired. The significance is just after the judgment of November 2019, the government and the trust had ready-made land which was already acquired and where this grand Ram Mandir is being built today. If this land was not there or if this land was returned as per the request made in January 2019 by Modi Sarkar, there would have been nothing just now to build the Ram Mandir. The land would have gone back to the owners. Again, an acquisition proceeding would have to start, and we would be in the process of still not having the land. This is just to bring a perspective of what this significance of this application was of January 2019.
One more thing, Jagdish, if they filed this affidavit, why go delete it?
No, what got deleted? No, it was not given priority and taken up.
No, I understand. Yes, the affidavit is not available for, I mean...
No,
for,
that for it is available. Don't worry. It will be, it cannot be, even if it is withdrawn, it is part of the court record.
Yeah.
The unbucks and gunbucks may say it's not available, but there are numerous sources from where it can be got.
Yeah, and one
for
more
this alone, Modi should resign and go away, saying, as prayaschit, he should go away. Because this is horrible. I was there. I was shocked. And he had held a meeting of some of the people. I asked them, said none of us was allowed to speak.
Gurumurthy
made a presentation and said, okay, it is. Yes. Yeah.
Dr. Swami, it is very apparent because at that point in time, you listened to this poisonous guy called Gurumurthy. This is what happens. And he continues to try to see if he can. And as okay, this is the letter I think Narasimha Rao wrote you, Dr. Swami.
Yes, that's right.
Thanking for his role in the whole issue.
Yes, that's right.
The true architects, Dr. Swami, the true leaders have been forgotten. Huh? I'm telling you, I mean, as you mentioned, Govalkar, everybody, from my side, I think in the modern era, there were three very significant people. One, as you said, VHP. Basically without him, Ashok Singhalji, we are not where we are today. Second,
yes,
Perivasi Jayendra Saraswathi Swamigal, the amount of effort that he made to bring, even before the court case, he was almost at the edge of getting a peaceful settlement. Sadly, the VHP people at that point in time sabotaged it.
Yes.
in that point of the year. And Periva was obviously, Jayendra Swamigal was very disappointed. He says, what can I do? I can deal with people, but not politicians. That was his statement. Finally, again, Dr. Swami, without you, we would have not heard this case on a daily basis. Okay. And the Shankaracharyas, for all we know. In fact, I think Jagdishji told me this morning that one of the Shankaracharyas was a part of the Karsevak. He was a Karsevak, right, Jagdishji? And he was beaten by the police?
Yes, there are videos which are in social media that whom some people are criticizing now. They were part of the movement for building of the temple many decades ago. And there is videos which have now been circulated, which shows him being attacked by the police.
Correct.
I one more thing to you, for you. After I got it agreed by the court to take up my petition of fundamental rights, I got a call from Mr. Amit Shah saying there's going to be a meeting in his house and I should come to discuss this matter. So when I went there, I found nobody of any consequence there. There were about 8-9 of these hangers on. And Amit Shah said, I called you to tell you that you withdraw from this case. Whatever you have done, you've done. Now you withdraw from the case. I said, why? He said, because we BJP people should not be involved in this. I said, but I didn't ask your permission. I was asked, in fact, I was asked by Mr. Ashok Singhal in an open meeting of the VHP, that I should take it up. And everybody unanimously clapped and wanted me to take it up. So therefore, whatever you say has no value. And therefore, you call me on false pretenses. I'm getting up and going. I left the house immediately. This was another attempt to sabotage it. Maybe Dawood Ibrahim was not too happy and these people are scared of him.
Arvindji, because you and Jagdishji were very close, this is more of a question to you. I mean, in the sense, during the demolition, I think this was going on. And what was your read at that time in the government? What was happening in the nation at that point? What was your read? Because it is very interesting history, because we need to know as to why, again, we are building in that exact space and what happened during the day the Babri was demolished. Because the reason why I'm asking,
Arvind, before Arvind goes, Arvind will definitely see.
They say there are shame.
Historical records, although we are running out of time.
Quickly.
Mr. Atal Bihari Vajpayee resigned from the national executive of the BJP and he sent his resignation letter as a Lok Sabha speaker, a Lok Sabha member to the speaker. There is a video available which we can play it for our viewers, but it'll be too long. Vajpayee regretted the demolition of the Babri Masjid. And Mr. L.K. Advani said it was a very one of the worst days of his life, the demolition of the Babri Masjid. Now, today, our lady journalist and friend Madhu Kishwar says that Mr. Modi was not there in Ayodhya. He was sent and taken a private plane from Delhi to go to perhaps Lucknow to get Mr. Murli Manohar Joshi, Uma Bharati and L.K. Advani ji back to Delhi. So he was not there. So this is all coming out, these interviews and all that. But Advani ji and Vajpayee ji regretted the demolition of the Babri Masjid. In fact, there are numerous videos available. I'm not getting into all that. What I'm trying to say is all things are done. Dr. Swami has played the role. Everybody had played the role. The Grand Mandir is under construction. And Dr. Swami said, we are proud of it. We have rewritten the 500 years of slavery, which Ram had to undergo at Ayodhya by his temple not being there. So it's a time for rejoicing. But at the same time, people should know what is what, who is for what, and who has done what. All these are important aspects. We must remember that. These videos of Mr. Advani and Mr. Vajpayee is freely available on Google. You just have to do a search.
Last thing, Jagdishji, before Arvind concludes, Arunji concludes, we also must remember Uma Bharati, Govindacharya, Praveen Togadia. All these people have been totally sidelined today. Without their efforts, their bravery, the people just followed them in droves. They were motivated. You know, today we are seeing all in TV and all pomp and show. But at the end of the day, we should not forget the sacrifices made by so many thousands and thousands of car sevaks, predominantly from Maharashtra, predominantly by Shiv Sena. We have to remember all of them and what they've contributed to today, tomorrow. That is going to be a very grand event. The grand event is for Sri Rama, celebrating Sri Rama and nobody else. Arvindji.
Ramesh ji, main add kar dun jo Jagdish ne bataya hai ki jo Ram Babri Masjid ka 6 December ko 92 ko jo car sevak wahan pe chadh gaye the, unhone isko demolish kiya. Uske baad ek Librehan commission bana aur us commission mein in logon ki peshi hui Bharatiya Janata Party ke netaon ki jo wahan pe the. ऐसे जैसा कि जगदीश ने बताया है, दो बड़े नेता जो थे, मैं उनको श्रेय भी जो उन्होंने किया उसके लिए उनको धन्यवाद सारे हिंदू समुदाय की ओर से. लेकिन उनको ये डर था कि शायद उनकी प्रतिष्ठा में कुछ आंच आएगी, इसलिए उन्होंने देश के सामने माफी मांगी. उन्होंने कहा ये उनके इतिहास का सबसे बुरा दिन था, हम कार सेवकों को रोकना चाहते थे, वो हमारे नियंत्रण में नहीं थे, हमारे वश में नहीं थे, ये नहीं हुआ. दो लोग ऐसे थे उन लोगों में से, दोनों वहां उपस्थित नहीं थे, एक ही उपस्थित थी वहां पे, उमा भारती जी. उमा भारती ने तब भी गर्व से कहा और आज भी वो छाती ठोक के हमेशा कहती है कि हाँ मैं उसमें शामिल थी. और दूसरा जो था, जो अब हमारे बीच में नहीं है, वो बाला साहब ठाकरे. हम बाला साहब ठाकरे को भी नमन करते हैं इस दिन, जबकि उन्होंने कहा था कि हमने अपने शिव सैनिक वहां भेजे और मैं गर्व से कहता हूं कि हमारे कार सेवकों ने, हमारे शिव सैनिकों ने उस ढांचे को गिराया. तो ये दो लोग थे, उमा भारती और बाल ठाकरे, जिन्होंने इसको मजबूती से देश के सामने हमेशा माना. उनका हमें जो इतिहास सजा देगा, हम उस सजा को भुगतने के लिए तैयार हैं. लेकिन जो भारतीय जनता पार्टी के दो लोग थे, उन लोगों ने देश से माफी मांगी और कहा ये इतिहास का सबसे बुरा दिन था कि हमने ढांचा ढा दिया और कार सेवक हमारे बस में नहीं थे. ये बहुत महत्वपूर्ण बात है इस कार्यक्रम के लिए, इसलिए 2 मिनट ज्यादा लग गए, लेकिन फिर भी मैंने कहा ये हमारे इतिहास के पटल पर दर्ज होनी चाहिए और ये हमारे देश के जो हमारे दर्शक हैं और उनको भी पता होनी चाहिए. और जहां तक कार्यक्रम की बात है, आज का कार्यक्रम हमारा संयोग था कि आज हमारा रविवार 22 जनवरी जो हमारा उद्घाटन होने वाला, प्राण प्रतिष्ठा होने वाली, उसके एक दिन पहले है. मैं जैसा कि मैंने शुरू में कहा था कि हम इसके बीच में नहीं जा रहे कि प्राण प्रतिष्ठा के बारे में जो विवाद है, विवाद हमेशा हिंदू धर्म में होते रहे हैं और कोई भी सर्वमान्य हल किसी भी समस्या का नहीं निकला. लेकिन हम सब लोग खुशी हैं, हम सब लोग आनंद मना रहे हैं कि राम मंदिर का अंततः प्राण प्रतिष्ठा हो रही है. ये समस्त हिंदू समुदाय के लिए खुशी की बात है. एक सिग्निफिकेंस हमारा जो आज का कार्यक्रम का जो मुख्य टाल ये था कि इससे हिंदुओं की एकता को एक प्रकार से बल मिलेगा और हमें इस प्रकार के एक अस्तित्व, अपना जो असर्टिवनेस है वो हमें माननी पड़ेगी कि सुप्रीम कोर्ट के निर्णय के बाद सरकार ने जो किया, सबका शुक्रिया. और जो लोग इसमें शामिल थे आंदोलन में 1984, शांता कुमार को हम कैसे भूल सकते हैं, जो पालनपुर में प्रस्ताव लाए थे बीजेपी का, जो राम मंदिर का प्रस्ताव था वो पालनपुर हिमाचल प्रदेश की भारतीय जनता पार्टी की कार्यकारिणी की बैठक में लिया गया था, जो शांता कुमार जी ने लाया था. अडवाणी जी की रथ यात्रा इसमें एक प्रेरक भूमिका निभा रही थी, जैसा कि मैंने कहा ये बहुत लोगों का. और 17 कार सेवक जो 1990 में मारे गए थे, एक एक कार सेवक जो शहीद हुआ है उनके परिवारों को भी हमें नमन करना चाहिए, उन शहीदों को भी हमें नमन करना चाहिए इस मौके पे. तो अशोक सिंगल जी का, अडवाणी जी का, कल्याण सिंह जी का, हम कैसे इन लोगों को भूल सकते हैं. इनका कहीं नाम नहीं आ रहा आज, कोई जिक्र नहीं कर रहा है. कल्याण सिंह जी का क्या कंट्रीब्यूशन था, शांता कुमार जी का क्या कंट्रीब्यूशन था, उमा भारती जी का क्या कंट्रीब्यूशन था. ये सब कंट्रीब्यूशन एक एक करके हमारा आंदोलन में जुड़े ये लोग, उनके सहयोग से ये सब संपन्न हुआ. हालांकि अल्टीमेटली जब लोग कहते हैं कि इन्होंने किया क्या, अरे सुप्रीम कोर्ट के निर्णय के पहले जो आंदोलन था वो आंदोलन में बल इन्हीं लोगों की प्रेरणा से मिला, और जो सुप्रीम कोर्ट में कानूनी लड़ाई लड़ी उसमें हमारे नायक जो हैं हमारे साथ आज के कार्यक्रम में मौजूद हैं डॉक्टर सुब्रमण्यम स्वामी, इनकी भूमिका को भी हम नकार नहीं सकते। देश इसको आज या कल, जैसा कि रमेश ने आपने पुस्तक में बताया, पूरा इतिहास दर्ज है, पूरा प्रमाण के साथ इतिहास दर्ज है, कोई इस इतिहास को नकार नहीं सकता। आने आज की सत्ता वाले लोग जो कुछ भी अपना श्रेय लेना चाहें वो श्रेय उनको मुबारक, लेकिन जो सही इतिहास का बोध है वो हमें देश को कराना पड़ेगा। और इस कार्यक्रम के माध्यम से हमने आज प्रयास छोटा सा किया और देश की जनता को बताने का ये प्रयास किया कि इसका सही इतिहास क्या है और आगे क्या किया जाना चाहिए। मैं जगदीश शेट्टी ने जो बात मेरी बात के आगे कही थी उसका भी मैं एक कार्यक्रम अंत करने के पहले बता दूं, बिफोर आई एंड द प्रोग्राम आई थिंक आई हैड आस्क्ड द क्वेश्चन व्हाट शुड बी डन आफ्टर 22nd ऑफ जनवरी एंड जगदीश हैड गिवन सम काइंड ऑफ एजेंडा ही गेव द इनफैक्ट दिस एजेंडा इज नथिंग बट विराट हिंदुस्तान संगम्स एजेंडा। We want to re-establish Sanskrit as a link language. We want to have the rewriting of the wrong history for the benefit of Hindus in India. And as Dr. Swami said, ultimately, he has been fighting for Ram Setu. He has been fighting for Ram Mandir. But Ram Setu ko Rashtri Dharohar Ghoshit Karna, National Heritage Monument Ghoshit Karna, that is also on one of our agendas and we are fighting for it. And then as Dr. Swami lastly said, Kashi and Mathura. So as on the lines of Ayodhya, Kashi and Mathura, we should also fight for, and that will be the agenda post 22nd January for all our Hindu organization and also Virat Hindustan Sangam. With this, we come to an end of this program. Thanks to the technical team led by Ashish Shetty, Gadgi Rakesh, Ishwar Iyer, Tejas Navalgul, Vishal Mehta, Swaminathan, and Ajesh. And Dr. Swami, you have done wonders for our Hindu cause, and whatever some people say, the history will record you, your contribution as one of the most significant contribution, and naturally your statements about the tomorrow's program that everybody should celebrate. We are all with you in this thing, and it is a victory a sort of Hindus, and this significant day, I mean a significant day in the history of Hinduism in India. And we will be meeting after this program next Sunday again 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time with a new program and Dr. Subramanian Swami. Thank you Ramesh, thank you Jagdish. Next Sunday we will meet again. Till then namaskar, Jai Hind. Kal sabhi logon se anurodh hai ki aap jo aapke ghar mein akshat pahunchaye gaye hain उन अक्षतों को लेके आप अपने घर में अपने पड़ोस के मंदिर में राम मंदिर का पूजन करें और भगवान राम का स्वागत करें। धन्यवाद। जय
जय श्री राम।
जय श्री राम।
जय श्री राम।